And I want to ask you a question about something completely different, because, of course, you were a direct rule minister here under the Conservative administration. And Northern Ireland's currently looking at whether it can get corporation tax, the powers to reduce it, devolved. Do you think that would be a game changer for Northern Ireland, as someone that tried to sell Northern Ireland around the world? What are your thoughts on that?
I think I've always thought, and as Minister of the Economy, I tried to get it done 25 years ago. And I couldn't get it done 25 years ago because I was told the Scots wouldn't stand for it. And in those times, the Tory party still existed in Scotland. So politically, it was very, very difficult to get it accepted. But of course, it's right for Northern Ireland to have reduced the corporation
tax. So do you think it would be a game changer? How much of a game changer would it be, Sir Richard? How big would it be?
I think it would do a considerable amount to help inward investment into Northern Ireland, which indeed, I mean, actually, interestingly, you say, going back to Rank for a second, I mean, I think Rank would certainly consider looking at what else it could invest in Northern Ireland if it had a 12% corporation tax rate rather than the one that...
What do you mean? What else could it invest? What do you mean?
Well, head office functions it could bring over here. So quite a lot of things it could think about.
So you think, because you're obviously on the board, so you think that Rank might locate here, head office here?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. I mean, we'd have to look at it. Of course we would if there's an opportunity for us. Any company would sensibly look at that. But it's not only Rank. I mean, you take the great law companies that are all coming over here, the Allen and Overies and so on, yeah. And you take what's gone to the south compared to what's come to the north. I do think, however, there is a point about whether there should be a quid pro quo for this, which the Chancellor is saying to the Northern Ireland government.
Okay. All right. We've got to leave it there. But thank you, Sir Richard, and indeed to all the other politicians that come on this morning.